Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy, and I am, as usual, joined by
Chris Gillam.
We'll start with Information Desk and some news items, and we also have a feature provided by the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, as their columnist writes about the goldfinch, and a brief last feature on a scheme for the Norfolk Broads. First, however, here's Information Desk. You will hear that there is quite a lot going on.
Thank you, Mrs. Daphne Dennis, for the stamps. We will add them to the collection for the NNAB. As we said last week, we would appreciate any suggestions of headlines to be painted onto our go-go hair to celebrate Chatterbox's 40th anniversary this year. If you have a suggestion, then please do call the office answer phone on 01603 765 365 and leave your name, telephone number and the headline. We would like as many of our listeners to become involved as possible, so please send your headline suggestion.
The following two items on Information Desk are NNAB events for which the contact details are the same. These will be given at the end of the second item. The Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. where they either hold indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or monthly outdoor meetings, which are photo shoots around the city or out in the country. The next meetings are Friday the 2nd of February and Friday the 16th of February. The indoor sessions cost £3 and are held at the Bradbury Information Centre.
NNAB Discussion Group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 in the afternoon to 4 in the afternoon and cost £3 at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The next meeting is on the 6th of February. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Donna Minto, the Events and Community Officer at the NNAB, has asked us to mention some upcoming charity events. There will be a snowdrop walk at Lexham Hall on Sunday the 18th of February from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will cost £5 entry fee for adults. Children under 12 have free entry. Dogs are welcome if on a lead, and food and drink is available. There will be a think and drink evening at Sprowston Manor on Wednesday the 28th of February at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. There will be a quiz with a twist, as there will be a blindfolded sensory round of questions included in the evening. Tickets are £15 per head or a table of eight for £100. Food will be provided. There will be a quiz and chips night on Friday the 9th of March at Hinks Meadow Village Hall in Taverham from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. There will be dining in the dark at the award-winning restaurant Brastard's in Framingham Piggott near Highways Nursery from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m, a three-course meal using blindfolds, which are optional. Tickets are £40. Please call Brastard's on 01508 491112. That's 01508 491112 to book, or go to their website brastards.co.uk. Alternatively, contact Donna Minto. And lastly, there will be a spring pamper evening on Friday the 27th of April from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Norwich. Entry will be £3. For details and booking of all these events, please call Donna Minto on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. And that's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now we'll turn to some news items. A new hospice is on the horizon for Norfolk as Priscilla Bacon Lodge looks to expand, and two Norwich attractions feature in a campaign to promote local holidays. However, we will start with a commitment by our local government to improve safety at the city's tower blocks.
High-rise flats are to benefit from £2 million in safety improvements to ensure the events of Grenfell will never be repeated in Norwich. In the wake of the Grenfell Tower tragedy in London, in which more than 70 people died, a survey of Norwich's eight tower blocks was commissioned and was presented to Norwich City Council's Cabinet. That survey, carried out by NPS Group with the support of Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, has come up with a string of recommendations to improve safety in the towers, where there are more than 450 flats. Overall, it was found the tower blocks were well maintained with no serious concerns, but for extra safety, council bosses intend to speed up improvement work which had been planned or has already been partially completed. That will include replacing 718 front doors and store doors at a cost of nearly £670,000, with work due to start later this month. The council says that will address almost half the issues identified. Gary Collins, Head of Fire Prevention and Protection at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, praised the council for a huge piece of work done diligently. This could have been a light touch, but it was such level of detail no stone has been left unturned, he said.
A multi-million pound new hospice could be on the horizon for Norfolk and Waveney as Priscilla Bacon Lodge looks to expand into a new location in the Norwich area. The news comes as former Norfolk Community Foundation Chief Executive Graham Tuttle is announced as Priscilla Bacon Hospice's new Chief Executive on a part-time basis. Priscilla Bacon Norfolk Hospice Care Limited is a new charity set up to expand palliative care in Norfolk and develop the new site. With the population of Norfolk and Waveney rising, they said there is an urgent need to update and expand end-of-life provision in the region. The ambition to relocate to a new site, which will allow extra beds to be built, is expected to cost more than £12 million. To ensure the project succeeds, the Right Reverend Graham James, Bishop of Norwich, and Chair of the Trustees of Priscilla Bacon Norfolk Hospice Care Limited, has announced two new appointments. These appointments are key to ensuring we achieve our objective of developing and enhancing end-of-life care and palliative services within the county, said Bishop Graham. The original hospice was built by Norfolk people, and it is our generation's turn to replace the building with one which offers even more to those with life-threatening illnesses and their families in our county.
More Norwich roads are set for changes in the latest scheme aiming to make the city's streets safer for cyclists. A £340,000 project will see new road humps installed to slow down drivers in Waterloo Road and Angel Road. But a proposal which would have seen the traffic light controlled crossing at the junction of Waterloo Road and Angel Road replaced has been put on hold. Consultation took place over the possibility of replacing it with a zebra crossing, along with a second zebra crossing on Waterloo Road to the south of the Angel Road junction. A petition organised by Labour Sewell Ward councillors garnered 89 signatures in support of keeping a signalised crossing, but with a raised table. The issues will be discussed when Norwich Highways Agency Committee meet soon.
More than 60 vehicles have been stopped as part of a police operation targeting criminals using the roads in Norwich. Members of Norfolk Special Constabulary, together with PC Dan Taylor and Rhodes policing officers, targeted motorists committing traffic offences in the city, as well as trying to disrupt criminals who use roads in the city. By the end of the operation, more than 60 vehicles had been stopped, with police seizing 4 uninsured vehicles. Officers also carried out 1 drug wipe, issued 8 traffic offence reports, and searched 1 vehicle for drugs as part of a day which saw specials contribute more than 200 volunteer hours. Chief Officer for Norfolk Special Constabulary, Darren Taylor, said, "Op Calcomp is a high-profile operation covering prime locations in Norwich to target and disrupt offenders committing crime in vehicles and road traffic offences, providing awareness and education of traffic offences and demonstrating visible policing for public confidence in keeping Norfolk roads safe." Now for our next feature. Emily Kench of the RSPB is charmed by a colourful garden visitor, the goldfinch. Her article is read by Jane Evans.